Good evening. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Three backpackers were rescued from Denali National Park recently. Park spokeswoman Catherine Belcher says two men from California and a third from Colorado, ages 24, 59, and 66, were in the Toklak River area Monday in rainy, foggy conditions when they activated a personal locator beacon. Belcher says conditions were poor for flying and an Air National Guard helicopter was called on to help.
They were able to get to the scene and extract the three hikers at approximately 9:30 p.m. The hikers were wet and cold, and one was experiencing mild hypothermia.
Belcher cautions anyone traveling the backcountry to properly prepare.
Do your homework. Do a little research. Make sure you have all the gear that you need. Talk to the rangers at the park who specialize in backcountry hiking. Take their advice.
The Denali backpackers weren't the only ones rescued from Alaska's backcountry this week. Alaska State Troopers report that a woman suffering a medical condition on a float trip on the Shinjuk River was airlifted out by Fort Wainwright-based helicopter crew. In another incident, a man lost in foggy conditions on a mountain near Eagle River was located by the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group and Alaska Search and Rescue Dogs. It's unclear if the bodies of those killed in a flight-seeing plane crash in Denali National Park will be recovered. Four people were found dead in a wrecked De Havilland Beaver by a Park Service ranger Monday during a brief visit to the mountainside crash site. A fifth person was not seen but is presumed dead. Ranger Chris Erickson was lowered from a helicopter and spent about 5 minutes at the 10,500-foot site where the downed plane is resting on a snow bridge over a crevasse on a steep ridgeside. Erickson tells Alaska Public Media that returning to the site requires good weather to allow safe travel and enough time to assess the potential of a recovery operation.
Really look at it critically from the perspective of, can we safely operate here? There's a lot of things that can go wrong regarding the stability of the aircraft. It's not as simple as just tie ropes to it and anchor it to the mountain. The fact that it's suspended on a crevasse bridge adds a three-dimensional element to where that aircraft can go.
Erickson says the mountainside where the aircraft rests is an avalanche slope. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled yesterday that certain provisions of the Yes for Salmon ballot initiative are unconstitutional. Elizabeth Harbaugh of Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
The Alaska Supreme Court's decision guarantees a big fish fight ahead. The court ruled that only two parts of the initiative are unconstitutional because they explicitly bar the state from giving some projects a permit. That goes against a section of Alaska's constitution, which says ballot initiatives can't prioritize one state resource, here fish, over others like mines and oil developments. So the court is ordering that those two provisions must be cut out. But the rest of the Yes for Salmon initiative is good to go. Stand for Salmon director Ryan Scriver is organizing the Yes for Salmon campaign, and he's satisfied with the outcome.
They have left intact the heart and soul of what we were trying to do.
Lawyers for the state, who challenged Yes for Salmon in court, are also counting this as a win. That's because they weren't arguing whether the ballot initiative is a good idea or not. They just said it violated a specific part of the Alaska Constitution. Yes for Salmon's opponents say the decision doesn't change how they feel about the initiative.
The ballot measure still is just as concerning to our group.
Katie Capozzi is the campaign manager for Stand for Alaska, a group formed to fight the initiative. Stand for Alaska is backed by the state's biggest oil, gas, and mining companies, as well as Alaska Native corporations, trade unions, and other groups. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrody.